Brings us to item 12, other matters that may come before this council. These are for items that are not included on the agenda. Provide you a brief amount of time to discuss it. Is there anything from the public that's not on the agenda that we need to talk about tonight? Mr. Natchke.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. My name is Sean Natchke. Some of you know me very well. Some of you might not know me. I live at 807 Glover Street here in Sturgis. And for you, those of you unfamiliar where that's at, there's an alleyway right behind Taco John's. And if you go to the south, out towards Interstate, that alleyway reaches a stop sign. I live at that stop sign with the chain link fence around it right behind the now Mr. Tire Shop. Hopefully that gave a good picture in everybody's head because I don't have any maps or anything to bring out. That alleyway used to be just a gravel alleyway. I grew up on that as a kid, no big issue. There's never been that many issues there as a child. Here lately, that has been more of a commercial delivery route. We have Jambones, we have Grocery Mart, we have Hardware Hank, Napa, and Taco John's sending semi-trucks up and down there. In just the last month, my chain link fence there has been hit twice. In fact, that just happened twice in 1 week. My chain link fence has been hit by a semi truck there. The stop sign that's right there, that stop sign in the last month has been laid down 3 times by semi trucks. That's just 30 days. I can go back even further, even as a child, of how many times we've contacted the city to fix the stop sign, or how many claims on our own house insurance, or, hopefully we catch the people. Luckily, my security cameras have caught the last couple trucks that's hit it. So with that being said, though, it's becoming an issue at this point, not just an annoyance, an issue. Me, like I said, I got my security systems in place. I'm kind of covered. But at the same time, I don't want to see the issue that I'm coming up is a safety issue. Right there at that tin building is a blind corner that they're trying to make a huge turnaround. I've watched them struggle and stop traffic up to Junction where people are trying to turn in. And then also just even regular cars trying to come around that corner. We have a lot of children in our neighborhood now. And that's becoming an issue too, where if somebody's out playing and, you try to educate a kid the best you can, but nobody seems to stop at that stop sign, but that's a law enforcement issue. I actually got to discuss with the chief earlier tonight, but what I like to bring before you guys is I would like to maybe help come to a solution with the semi issue, because in the past, I'm 30 years old now. That's weird to say. I'm 30 years old now. And as far back as I can remember, not a single vehicle has stopped once they've hit that stop sign or my fence or my car. My car's been hit twice in the last year and my pickup truck last year. And these are just by semi trucks trying to make this turn. Like I said, it's an issue, and I hate to, I hate to put this task before you. I hate to even bring it up. I wish it wasn't an issue, and I hate to even give the headache to the business owners. Because I love this town. I like to see it thrive, and I like to, see people do what they can. But because of the issue of it being a hit and run every time, and, it takes time out of my day to track down different quotes for a new fence and, call my insurances, and my insurance rates have raised because of it. I don't feel that's fair. And, God forbid, I don't want to see one of these kids in the neighborhood get hit or ran over or anything on that corner there. So, I'm just here to kind of help educate you guys of an issue that I've been having as a citizen. And I just want to, maybe give you guys some something to think about and talk amongst yourselves at whatever time. This is not a, big issue that needs to be taken care of right away or anything, but I just really wanted to bring it to your guys' attention, and hopefully, you know, maybe we can, you know, take care of this before it becomes an even bigger issue, or like I said, one of those kids gets run over or something. So, thank you.
Sir? Yes.
What is your name again?
My name is Sean Natchke.
Sir, do you have a potential solution?
I've been thinking about this off and on. I mean, the entire time back here with this, the whole meeting today, I've thought about different solutions to your guys' problems. And I thought about getting up here because I hear a lot of problems. I don't hear a lot of solutions. And I've thought of several solutions, and I thought about getting up. But, you know, this is my first city council meeting. I didn't want to get up here and just be, you know, keep getting up here. So
come down, we'll fix you up.
You could turn it to a one-way street, but that would, they'd still try coming down that. Once again, I almost wish I had a map. Right behind Jacob's Auto Repair, used to be the Ford dealership, they have a parking lot. Unfortunately, they own that, but there's an alleyway that goes from that parking lot over to South Baldwin. At night, it's not that big of an issue. I've actually, you know, heard beep, beep, beep. You want to talk about noise? That wakes me right up. That's better than my alarm clock. I've ran out in my flip-flops and shorts and told them, hey, just go straight. There's nobody here. Just go straight. You can make this turn. You know, I've been thanked for that several times. Another option is if a truck's coming off interstate, taking a right, kind of by that giant cross, that's the easiest way, and then go down that street, they can get down to the end, and there's more room to get there, and like the grocery mart truck would be able to then turn and back in, but you can't have like the Hardware Hank truck backing up a half a block. That's unsafe as well. You could almost, and the, you know, this is an issue to the business owners. Like, you know, maybe if we could try to get Taco John's in on letting us use, what if their parking lot's filled with cars? There's a lot of, like I said, you know, I've thought of a lot of solutions to some of these things, but every solution I've come up with this has another potential problem.
Is there any potential to drive straight through?
Like I said, there is. So this alleyway goes, it ends at the hospital where Harmon Street is at. And then it goes all the way up to my stop sign, which is in between what's now Jake's Collision. Thank you. Used to be the Ford Garage. Across the street from them, like I said, where Jake's repairs. Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So, kind of by,
one of the things that I guess if what he was talking about is if they could go straight on through what used to be an alley, which we allowed Jake's to take over and abandoned, I think a year ago or maybe 2 years ago. But if that was still a city alleyway, we could require the truck drivers to go straight across their stop at the stop sign, make sure they're not running over anyone, and go straight rather than trying to make a corner there.
If you guys would allow me to actually go up and point at this here really quick.
I'm real familiar with it because I used to live right next door to Sean. So, Mark and Becca should be familiar with that too because they lived in the same house that I lived in.
I think if we go to the south, though, there where you're talking, that alley kind of trajects out into what would be Fulton Street, I believe, or South Fulton Street there. And to have the semi turn right and then take a left onto Junction, you're not increasing the likelihood of no accidents at all. I mean, it's you'd be taking a wide right turn onto Anna Street off of a short distance off that alley, how it juts out there. And then again, they would have to take a left onto Junction, which they could be sitting there for a couple hours to get a semi truck left out of there. Right.
That's most of it. So that's what most of them do. Most of them do get onto the road and actually hit interstate from there.
Right.
So they're making that left turn anyways. Now, whether they're making a left turn from Glover Street, Anna Street, or Harmon Street,
But prior to that turn off of Anna, they would have to take a pretty, I'm not a semi driver, but I know where that alley comes out onto the road. It's not designed well.
It's not. And, it really isn't. And like I said, that's not probably the most opportunistic, but, it allows them to make a, you know, yeah, because it juts out, but then they can actually kind of go wide and they're going to be taking up, yeah, the whole road coming around, but they have nothing there for their tail ends to run over or hit right there. So we're at my intersection.
There's a building and a fence.
Yep, building and a fence, and it's worse than a right angle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't quite know. I know back I was probably 12 years old, so we're looking more than half my life ago when that alleyway got paved. I'm pretty sure that I don't think the full South Baldwin is the alley. I don't think the full actually extent of it is considered a road. I think that road stopped right behind Lucy's Nearly New. So that is actually just a 10-foot easement. And I don't think we should be having these, you know, 28, 32 foot, you know, 18 wheelers coming through a 10-foot road. Like I said, I'm not trying to trounce on any business or take away, but I mean, this is as many times that it is happening, it's getting worse. I hate to say it, but a lot of these drivers that I have caught are younger, newer drivers. I don't know. It's an issue. It's a problem, and I don't have a good answer right now. Going straight through it, like I said, it's not opportunistic, and they can't, I don't even know who owns that land through there. I don't even know if they're allowed to go through there legal. I don't know. But like I said, there's nothing for them to run over there. Or like I said, if you went to the west towards Ron's old house, you could send them down that road, South Fulton, I guess. You could send them down South Fulton, and when you get to the end, that's a wider turn. But then they'd have to either come up straight, and then they could drive out straight. But, you know, the main concern is the Ace Hardware truck. So your Hardware Hank and Taco John's. Napa's been using their parking lot now that they moved buildings. And then the one that's hit my fence actually the last three times has been Grocery Mart's pickup truck, because they want to come in that way so they could just easily pull in and back into the loading dock. You know, another solution would see if Grocery Mart could potentially put a loading dock on the side of their building, fill in their, you know, gap a little bit, but, you know, that's money out of their pocket. But how many times do I have to take the money out of my pocket to, I don't know.
You're right, Terry. That's not that, you know, that used to be an alley that got turned into a street. It really probably shouldn't be a two-way street, because two cars cannot probably pass each other on that street.
I think Sean's 100% correct that that's not even a road all the way through there.
Yeah.
I think it was owned when Cruises had their secondhand store there. It kind of got developed into a little bypass, and
yeah,
at some point it got.
Yeah. And, you know, you know, like I said, I've been thinking about this for a while, and, you know, I mean, we've always had the issue, and, you know, if people not stop, you know, that's part of where it's at. But, yeah, it's a 10-foot easement through there. And actually our property line goes out there. There's only like a foot or two from the tin building now that Mr. Tyre owns and my property line there. There's only just a little bit. It goes right out there. And another thing I'm afraid of is, you know, here 10 years ago, Jacobs and Ford, there was a girl texting that blew through the stop sign, hit somebody. And luckily it happened just a little further out into the road. But Jacobs and Ford, just because they own that land, their property line jutted out into the middle of Glover Street, they got sued. So... I got insurance. I'm glad I do. It's going great, let me tell you. But like I said, I don't want somebody, because there's now a lot of kids in our neighborhood. And yeah, granted, some of the traffic is you know, early in the morning, but you know, you have your Taco John's and grocery that aren't open necessarily. And, that's coming later in the afternoon. And, I just don't want somebody getting hurt or hit or, you know, or if somebody's, not paying attention there and something and, or, you know, like I said, I've been sitting in my car one, like this is probably 2 years ago, I was sitting in my car and when it got hit, so. Yes. I've been able to speak with, you know, I've mainly spoke with the truck drivers. Actually, I've spoken with most of the truck driver and the normal routes. They, you know, they know me now, but, then as for the, yeah. as for the, owners, you know, like, the owner of Jambones, gone a good relationship with her. So I've spoken with her about it. And of course with Napa being right there, we got a really good relationship with Napa. I like to think I'm a good neighbor. I don't know you guys. I mean, like I said, yeah. So, but, you get like Taco John's and that's kind of the same thing with Lynn's. Yeah. It's pushed off and then Hardware Hank, you know, I talked to them and I was just kind of, what are we going to do? And I didn't get much, but, it's really not. And, yeah, the only thing, like I said, is if there was some sort of, you know, either side access. And the biggest thing, the biggest trailer that comes through is Grocery Mart. That is the biggest trailer. Like, Jambones has switched to a smaller stock truck. And, then now, like I said, with Napa, they've just been starting to use their Mr. Tire, parking lot. But the Grocery Mart, and that one's been the biggest culprit. And it wouldn't even be a big issue is, you know, you know, I drive for FedEx as a living. I drove out at the mines for a year. I've been a driver my whole life, and you're always taught, you know, if you don't know, get out and look. And, you know, silly as that sounds, but like this last guy, well, I thought I was getting close, but I thought I cleared it. Yeah. Your dually literally was all the way in my yard and it was more than halfway under my fence. And, the fence started dragging with it. I was lucky it didn't do more damage to my house, my trailer or anything right there. But, like I'm going to start taking a step. My fencing company this time, got permission from the city here to put up a metal pole there. But that doesn't stop your guys' stop sign. And I heard, you know, stop signs like $120 a pop or something like that. And that rebar, you know, I mean, I'm sure that adds up after all. And plus the city taking the time to come out every time, not to mention now the danger of that being down and no one's stopping. To me, like I said, the fence will get fixed. The car will get fixed. What if somebody gets hurt? Somebody might not get fixed.
We appreciate your input, Sean, for sure. And we'll keep working with you on seeing what we come up with.
Yeah.
You talking with people, I think, is a good step, like what Terry suggested. So,
Ernie, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Any other matters from the public that are not on the agenda tonight that need to be discussed? How about council members? Think we covered everything in executive session?
I'd say we turn the amplifiers off.
We need a motion to adjourn to do that.
So moved.
We have a first by Ron and a second by Terry. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.